Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Jack Makes Happy Hour. Hello guys, welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. I'm here with the boys and I'm very, 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 very tired.
Why are you tired?
Not had any sleep, Stevie. What do you
That'll
think,
do
you
it.
Thick cunt?
Well, straight in.
I'm bored.
I'm tired too.
How many sleeps you had?
Ever?
What does that even mean?
How much sleep have you had?
I can check on my app if you really want to know.
You're like a robot with all this.
How does an app know whether you're asleep?
That's what I mean. He's like an AI, isn't he?
What?
Are you asking me how? I don't know how it works, do I?
Your watch tracks.
Does it work, though?
No, it works.
Well, how does it know when you're asleep and when you're just laying there?
Heart rate, probably. I don't know.
Robbie's really giddy.
Robbie's a bit really tired. The app's updated. I can't find it. You talk amongst yourselves while I'm looking.
How much sleep you had, Alf?
Not loads.
No?
Not loads, mate. 1 a.m. till 7 a.m.
6 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty good going.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm very well rested. 6 hours is not loads.
It is.
That's decent. You can get on with a day with six.
No, not me, mate.
What about you?
I think I did between 1 and 2 a.m., woke up at 7.
Oh, so 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
You live your life at kind of like 5 hours, though.
Yeah,
you?
I'm not too bad on it.
Yeah.
I just kind of push
through.
Doesn't
that make you die young?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
4 hours, 35 minutes.
4 hours? I can...
4 hours? Why?
Because I got in late, because I've been in France, and I also had some stressful email before I went to bed, which made me sleep not as well.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah. It's all right. It's not your fault.
It's stage two currently.
What? Fucking hell, what a joke for you to make.
I know. Yeah. I'm tired, and I just say silly stuff.
That's going to upset yourself.
I'll be
later.
Thinking about it the whole ep now.
Stage two legend.
Yeah. Okay. Right, better? That's what I meant. 3 hours is what I've had.
Is it?
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like... I feel drunk.
Still thinking about cancer.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
Oh, God. Well, we haven't seen each other for a while. It's been a couple of weeks since we've all been on the pod. We must have all been doing crazy, wild, fantastical things. Mm. Is that true?
No. I've been with you constantly.
You haven't. You don't live with me, mate.
I was in London with you 3 days last week.
Yeah. Had a little birthday night out, didn't we?
Yeah, and then, which we spoke about slightly with Meatball Molly.
Yeah.
And then I had 2 days away from you at home, and then I was with you again.
This is how you judge your life. I had 2 days with you, 1 day without you.
I was with you yesterday.
It comes in green with Jack, red without Jack.
It's very green at the moment.
Yeah.
I was with you yesterday.
Yeah. Your life was like B Jack and A Jack, wasn't it? Like before Christ, after Christ.
Yeah.
But before Jack and after
BJ
Jack.
BJ and.
Yeah. AJ. Which is ironic because that's how we met, wasn't it? You and your knees.
Yeah.
You been up to much, Alf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you? Because that doesn't sound.
Wait.
Like you.
Before Alfie says anything, last time we were in the studio together, Jack made you walk under that ladder over there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We were going to test whether you had any bad luck after doing that.
No, totally fine.
Oh, pointless on.
That thing I told you. Was a bit bad. It wasn't bad luck, though.
You've told me a few things, though, so what one?
At the train station. Them galleys.
What?
Seagulls.
No,
girls?
Yes.
Right, well, let's not be cryptic about it. Let's hear the story.
Well, it ends kind of racist.
From them, or
as
you?
All great stories tend to. So, I am... Where am I going? I'm going somewhere.
On the
maybe
train.
Even here. wasn't here.
No.
Where the fuck was I going?
You were in Norwich. We'd just done the tour planning.
Yeah.
You must have been going back to Bury.
Right, yes. We had done...
I don't think he lives there anymore.
Oh, Stowmarket.
We...
What?
That's what everyone's been telling me to call it on the Reddit.
Stowmartian.
We're called Stowmartians.
Okay.
Do you like that?
No.
No.
That's quite weird.
Yeah.
It's an
okay,
ick.
I won't... It's an ick. But I will never say it again. I apologise. So I'm in there. I'm doing some editing. And it's like one of those benches that's back to back.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm looking this way. You could sit behind me.
Secret mission benches, I call them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Double-sided.
Yeah.
There's a mother and daughter duo. They're not an act. I don't know why I said that. But they 6 hours isn't a lot of sleep. They're drunk. I can see it a mile off. I can smell it a mile off.
Right.
Right?
Well, go on. What can you see?
You're facing the other way. How could you see it?
Because I had a peep. Not in that way. I saw them. They're rowdy. They're loud. They smell of alcohol.
This is about 2 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
What age are we talking? When you said mother-daughter, mother, for some daughter, reason I instantly thought...
Daughter, 18, 19.
Okay.
Mother?
Yeah.
Older.
50?
Right.
I don't... Sorry if you're listening and you're like 40, but that's what I would guess.
Yeah.
She looked a little bit like she'd been through the ringer that day or something. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's
on it. She's going to be...
Yeah. And...
ragged.
She, I heard them going, oh, well, someone's got to watch our bag. Someone, I'm going, please, please, not me. Anyway, taps him on the shoulder. Would you mind watching our bags?
How old is she? Is that what a 50-year-old sounds like?
You witch.
No, and I'm really doing her a disservice because she didn't sound like that at all. It was more like this.
Go on.
Excuse me, mate. Do you mind watching our bags?
Well, shine your shoes, Gavin.
Yeah, she had that accent.
Mary Poppins.
What's that accent? Cockney.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah. I went, oh, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, no problem at all. I'll just sit there.
Very kind of you.
The daughter goes, what, really? You'll do that for us, really? I was like, yeah, it's not a problem. She went, yeah, we should go out for a fag. Is that?
Go out for a fag.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine. And
thanks for the permission.
And then the daughter went, oh, I'm going to give him a hug. And
Why is she said that out like, loud before
I
doing
don't
it?
Know. She was saying things out loud and then doing them. But I...
narrator.
Yeah, she did do that. And I'll tell you, she did it a few times.
It's quite then cool,
she,
actually.
Then she side-hugged me and I was literally like this.
What's a
like,
side-hug?
This.
Oh, arm round the shoulder.
Yeah, and she was like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Head on and shoulder like, and everything.
And she went, oh, God, you smell nice. And I was thinking, right. I said, thank you. And then the mum went, oh, I'll come round and have a sniff. I don't like, I'm not like a touchy-feely. I'm very low-key.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And then she comes over and sticks her face in my neck.
She's a vampire.
Yeah. She has a good sniff. And she went, oh, God, you do smell lovely. Is that Sauvage? And I went, oh, it actually is. I said, yes, you've got a very good nose on you.
She didn't say that.
She did, I promise. And it actually was. She knew my scent. I've got it in my bloody bag.
She must smell loads of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
this is quite a wholesome story at the moment.
This is lovely.
Well, let's wait. And
you
I'm not sure...
To say she's a legend,
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By the way, I'm not offended by what happened, but it's just a bit, like, iffy.
Okay.
So she then goes... the daughter goes, oh, can I buy you something from the shop just while you wait to say thank you? I'm like, honestly, I'm okay. I'm literally just sitting 2 feet away from where I was before.
How many bags did they have with
they
them that they
lot.
Couldn't take?
No, they had loads of bags.
Okay.
Mm. So I'm
sitting. There's no more effort to mine loads of bags than one bag.
Yeah.
No.
So, and then the daughter goes, oh, I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you a drink. And the mother, now correct, is this racist?
It's probably yes, mate.
The mother goes, don't say that. They don't drink.
It's not great.
God. She might have just listened to Happy Hour and know that you never really drink.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
But why are they calling you they?
To be inclusive in case he's transitioning.
She's actually so nice.
She said they don't drink.
That is the most respectable thing.
I think she thought I was of the Islamic faith. because I am a brown man. Mm-hmm. Is what I think happened.
I think that's the more likely option than her listening to Happy Hour, yeah.
Now, I'm not offended by that because I don't care that.
No.
No.
Why would she assume I am a Muslim?
Well, you've explained that.
Yeah, I think we know. She's got brown skin. That's what she thinks. That's why she said
But there's loads of brown people.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree.
It's accidentally racist, isn't it?
Is it racist? Because it's thoughtful.
I think it kind of is.
And she's not going, oh, those idiots don't drink. She's going, oh, no, be respectful. They don't drink.
Right.
She's tried to be nice.
Yeah.
It's maybe a little ignorant, perhaps.
She's assumed.
She's a nice racist.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. She's naive. I don't think there's any...
Yeah.
There's no malice in it, is there?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word.
But it is racist.
Oh, I'm going to leave you to decide that.
Leave a comment down below. Is that racist? Leave a comment on
Spotify.
Leave a comment somewhere.
Scratch it into your phone.
Have I just been attacked?
What?
Racially.
Attacked?
Don't know.
What happened when they came back?
It depends how you feel, mate. We're free white men.
I think it's really on
this is how I felt. I was like...
Yeah, how did you feel deep down?
My inner monologue went like this. Oh, well, that's strange that she's just assumed that.
Right.
But, you know, crack on.
Did you say anything?
Did I?
Yeah, to her.
No, I'll be honest, Stevie, I was keeping the conversation down to a minimum of these two.
Mm.
And then I was sitting on the bench, bloody Happy Hour subscriber turns up.
Subscriber?
What would you call
Listener?
Them?
Listeners? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure if she was subscribed. If you're not, please do. I'm trying to hit a million subs.
You all right?
And then I'm chatting with her.
Yeah.
This bloody kid was hitting pigeons with a stick.
Who's the kid?
Just a random kid.
Just a new character.
And the mum kept going, oh, make sure you look after my pigeons before she left. I don't think they were her pigeons.
Wait, is this
I think it's a joke.
Is this the same mum as...
The one who's assumed I'm...
Oh,
but that wasn't her kid.
No. And the pigeon flew right in my face.
Oh, and you hate birds.
Yeah.
No.
In front of the Happy Hour listener.
Oh.
I was like, ah!
Did you do that?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
And I was also really annoyed at that. Who lets their kids just go around hitting pigeons with a stick?
Yeah.
Bad
racist alcoholics, I think.
Yeah. No, because that wasn't her kid.
That was her pigeon. Kid.
I was a different person.
They were her pigeons.
Yeah.
Right.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Did you say to the Happy Hour listener? Did you go, oh, I'm just minding these persons?
She said,
pigeons.
She was like, oh, I love the pod. And I was like, yeah, I'm actually in quite a weird situation right now, which you may hear. No, I didn't, but I thought to myself, I should have said that. How cool would that have been? Like, you're in it.
Mm.
You're in this.
You're behind the curve.
I'm
here just minding some bags, and that's good enough to get on the pod.
Yeah.
God, I was so relieved when they came and got their bags, honestly.
Why? Did she bring you anything?
Nah, not a sausage. The mum came back first, and she was like, I'm so sorry.
Not a sausage. Very respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened to me.
So when I said to you, have you been up to much? And you said, yeah. You sat on a bench and someone was accidentally racist to you.
Yeah, and the pigeon thing.
And when I asked if you've had any bad luck from the ladder.
Is that bad luck, though?
Pigeon flying your face.
Yeah.
It wasn't luck, though. That was a stupid kid.
Right.
And he's teaching a good lesson.
Mm. Bad luck that you were near the stupid kid.
Yeah.
But nothing else?
Went to Serbia on the weekend.
Oh, lead with that.
How is going to Serbia at the bottom of your list of things you've done?
Why did you go to Serbia?
I went on an away day with Ellis and we just watched the game. It's really cool. But, you know, what happened there? It's a place, it's very, I've never been to a place like that.
Right, in what respect?
It's like lots of, loads of like concrete and it's a bit, it's got a certain charm to it, but everyone there seems like they could fuck me up.
Whereabouts in Serbia were you?
Belgrade.
That doesn't sound any different to anywhere else.
Yeah, loads
of
concrete.
No, but everyone here was like, they had a face on them of like, I've seen some shit.
Oh, right.
And I saw some fighting.
Did you?
Yeah.
Scrapping?
Really bad, yeah.
What kind of stuff was going on?
Well, it's Partizan and Red Star are like the biggest rivals ever.
Mm. Whose team were you on?
neutral, but I was in the Red Star end.
Right.
But it's like it's insane, like the how far they take. It's like a way of life for them. Like they'd die for their team. And the stadium's 400 metres away from each other, the two stadiums. So it's like proper, like cosy. And I saw a Partizan fan run over to like where all the Red Star people were outside the stadium and just start like shouting some stuff. And they just beat the shit out of him.
And you were stood there watching?
Yeah, he had blood all over his face and he like ran off and they all chased him. It was horrible.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Hooliganism.
And there was another guy who said something and then all these blokes just chucked him in the side of a wall and he had all like cuts all down his back because they were just like kicking him on the floor.
I just don't understand
it's footy.
It.
Footy.
I just.
Yeah. It's fucking footy.
Is that before the game?
Yeah.
So no one's even angry at the result yet.
No. It weirdly, it's like, I think that the football was very secondary. Like at the start of the game, for the first 10 minutes, you just couldn't see because of all the smoke and the pyro. No one's really watching. But it was a really good experience. But yeah.
I can't imagine any situation where I would feel that passionate about something that I would fight for.
Yeah, there's ties of like after the war and stuff, like there's a lot of history involved, but
right.
It is football.
Yeah.
And the other thing I find weird is with these big rivalries, when Serbia play international football, like when England play international football, is everyone mates?
What?
Yeah, so like when we like,
so like Arsenal, Tottenham fight each other on the tube.
Yeah,
but then everyone cheers when Harry Kane scores. We're hugging each other
because I guess at that point they don't know what fans.
You're getting a call up to the hooliganism international.
There's a really good. I think this ties into what you're saying. Again, 3 hours sleep, not sure, but there's a really good bit of stand up years ago by Jason Manford, and he basically says that the tribalism of football is like if you support Norwich. And they're playing Ipswich, you go, well, fuck you, I'm a Norwich fan, I'm an Ipswich fan. Whereas if you both then go to play against Liverpool, you'll go, well, fuck you, we're from Norfolk and Suffolk.
Yeah.
And then if those three people join up and play a German team, they'll go, well, we're English, mate. Well, maybe not the Liverpudlians, that's a bad choice. But and then if you get them and you play against an American, we're Europeans, mate. And then you join.
It's strange, isn't it? Because I also think, say like I support Ipswich as a Norwich fan. We don't get on because they're different clubs. But really, we've grown up in the same area.
Yeah.
We both have the same interests. We'd probably be really good mates.
Sleep with the same family members.
That's a bit far, actually. And I don't have a nice response. But...
You've been up to much, Stevie?
Yes. I've got an update on our old friend Darren Huckabee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you spoken to him?
So what was the latest, Robbie?
So it's weird.
It's weird.
Because Stevie's been going to the same gym as him for ages.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to say the emphasis is on Stevie to say something because he's you know the link.
Yeah.
You're going to recognise him probably before...
He's watched me on YouTube now, according to you.
Yeah. So the last thing was that Darren had told me that he'd been... In the gym on the running machine, he'd been thinking about getting a hair transplant and he was watching a video about hair transplants, looked up in the mirror to see you running behind him and was like, oh my God, that's the bloke from the hair transplant video before working out, oh, it's Robbie's mate. And I said, I get it working.
So he just, I know I've asked this before, but I can't remember the answer. Did Hux know, did he search out just hair transplants on
YouTube? I think he was just looking at your hair transplants and Stevie had come up.
And I popped up, so...
You are the most famous hair transplant man ever.
It's quite weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Hugo Chegwin said it, didn't he, when he came in for the interview. He was like, I was watching hair transplant videos just saying...
Why does Rooney not get it? Is it because his is bad?
His was pretty...
Rooney probably doesn't have to do 6,000 mentions of it every week to fulfill a contract.
I think Rooney's looks all right.
Have you seen Danny Ings's?
Yes.
It's looking good.
Come on, leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Because it's like sometimes they have a little bit, well, you'll know, Stevie, I'm no expert, but there's a teething period, isn't there?
Shedding.
And everyone's like, it's not looking good, and then you blossom.
Yeah. But what about sort of the ones that don't go so well?
Like, that's fucked up. Don't mention the names. But
no, I won't.
You just can't guarantee it.
No, but you've got a cheeky smile.
I'm just saying, there are some that don't go so well.
Like Rooney, like you said.
Yeah, Rooney, that's who I meant.
What, yeah. So yeah,
that could be anyone.
That's the current situation.
Is it?
Now there's two things that have happened with Huckabee since.
Okay.
Firstly, We're on nodding terms now.
Oh, God, it's so fucking cringe,
it's been like 2 years. I like this. Hello.
Yeah.
So I was on
It's complicated.
Do it to me. Yeah.
I was on a rowing machine.
Yeah.
And the rowing machines are all right in front of the treadmills that he's always on. And oh my God, is he always on them? He runs forever. So I'm running, I'm rowing, and 90 degrees to my left, Huckabee's running.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to get away.
Yeah.
Not doing, out the door.
Not doing a good job.
No.
So I,
the mute nutter.
I just row. Don't think anything about it. Finish my row.
Hang on, wait. Sorry,
bro. Row, man.
I just row, bro. Right. So say Robbie's, because Robbie's to my right.
Yeah.
He's Huckabee running.
Yeah.
So face me and run, right?
Yeah.
I'm rowing like this. But are you looking at him?
No. Never looked. Never looked. I saw, as I walk in the room, I see him there.
Weird.
So yeah, I walk in front of him. You can't go and say hello to someone when he's running and he's always fucking running.
No, you can't. You just go,
mate.
All right,
mate.
There's no way for me to get over to where he is.
You look at him in the mirror. Hey,
there's
all right,
not mirrors there.
Hucks.
There's got to be a way for you to go, all right, mate.
I'm telling you, we're on nodding terms now.
That's so
I'm
weird.
I'm rowing.
Mate.
I finish my row, pick up my water, and I'm about to leave the room, and I turn and actually catch eyes with him, and I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I've caught eyes with him.
Fuck, what will I do?
I don't say it out loud.
Aaron Huckabee.
No, but it's a big thing now. It doesn't matter who he is. It's just it could be anyone, but it's been such
Come
a long
on,
drawn
mate.
Out
He's
experience.
Not Grant Hull, is he?
So I look, and we catch eyes. So at this point, you can't just look away. So I nod, and he nods.
With a smile?
And then he smiles, and I think he's going... Oh, he's finally nodded.
I don't know why it's the cringiest
Change
thing.
Change gym.
Yeah.
And then I need to join this gym just to go, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Speak.
Well, Jack's just joined, so maybe you can...
So if I would see Huckabee about, right?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know him, right? I didn't know who he was. Then Robbie became friends with him. So then because of that, I now know that he knows who I am because of Robbie.
Yeah.
So when I saw him in Norwich about 2 years ago, that was the last time I saw him. I was walking past Jared's. I see him. I went, hello, mate, you all right? And he went, all right. And that was it.
But I didn't know that he had a clue who I was. Because as you said, he didn't. He just saw my hair transplant thing. So all I knew is, oh, Robbie knows him. And I'm just getting on with my stuff. Hadn't thought anything about it. But I'd brought it up to Robbie. That's the only reason it was a thing.
You can still not. When I was at the Champions League final in Athens, Liverpool Milan, the second one, we're at the airport going back through, and Robbie Fowler, who I've never met, but at the time I was on Soccer AM and quite possibly watching it, came past in a little buggy, on the back of a buggy being taken somewhere, and just nodded to me. Never met before, and I nodded back to him. It was an acknowledgement.
But if it wasn't for you knowing him, I wouldn't nod at him.
No, but I do know him.
I nod at people if I don't know them. Do you do that? Just like if you catch eyes. Like,
sometimes if someone's a bit too smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, because people know who we are, like some people, don't they? Like when they walk past us in the street, you'll get that knowing look that they've seen Happy Hour. And right. I don't want to ever be rude. So even if I think slightly that someone smiled, I will nod, even if that makes me look mental. Because I don't want to be rude. I'd rather look mental than rude.
Stevie looks rude.
Yeah.
Stevie looks like he thinks he's above Aaron.
I've just got to quickly say, right? So, I've probably told this on the pod before, but it's so similar to this, and this is why it's weird. When I was at high school, I was really bad at speaking to girls.
Yeah.
Still am.
What?
Right?
You?
Yeah. But I had a girl that I fancied, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we would speak to each other relentlessly on MSN.
Yeah.
Like, relentlessly. Yeah. Then I would go into art class, right?
Yeah.
She would be in there and we would not look at each other or acknowledge each other. And it was weird.
Mate,
weird.
MSN, I was...
You send dick pics on there and that, didn't you?
No, what the f***
no,
you, are you talking
No, you told us about that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Is this some sort of weird joke you're all doing?
No.
You said you did.
When I was in high school, I sent... pictures for my penis.
On MSN.
So you really want to go down this route about talking about my underage penis, do you? Okay.
This is what you said.
I never did it, but please.
You said this on tour in Dublin.
Yeah, go on. What did I say?
I know it was a Belfast, wasn't it?
Yeah, what did I say? Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go.
You said that you used to just take a picture and just send it to your whole contact list to see who responded.
What, like Michael McIntyre's little segment on
his
show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Send, so I was 14.
Yep.
I'd get my penis out, send a picture of it
to everyone, and
to
like,
everyone, including adults. That's
what
you're suggesting.
Yeah, yeah. Your parents are going to stop it, Alfie.
Yeah.
And you carried on doing it anyway because you like the thrill, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, well, believe what you want to believe, listeners.
So, the situation is a bit worse than that, I've now realised.
Sorry, that's horrible.
The situation's more uncomfortable than I thought it was, and I'm such an awkward person that
I don't know if you are.
I am in this situation a lot. I don't know how to like just nod at someone and say hello.
I thought you fancied yourself as a bit of like an outgoing people person.
Yeah, fine. I'd be better if I didn't have any link to someone. I'll just happily talk to random other people there. It's because of that link. It feels weird.
But that's weird to me because I don't like talking to normal people. It makes me nervous. But that.
People
I don't know. people I don't know.
Viewers, we call them.
But if that... No, I'm not talking about viewers. I talk to a viewer.
Right.
Because I don't
I mean people
them.
I
Have
don't know and that don't know me.
No, I like that. I
strangers.
That.
No. But if there's a little link, lovely.
Nah, I prefer lovely the ones link. I don't know. So it's worse because I saw a tweet of an ex, whatever they're called now, of Darren's pop-up the other day. And I sent it to you, didn't I? Because he'd done like a half marathon run or something. It was fucking mental time. So I screenshotted
it. Hour 21, was it, or something?
Yeah. Insane half marathon time.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, I told you he's always running. This is what I can't.
I believed you. Yeah. I know he's running.
But here's the awkward part. Clicked on his profile. He follows me. So now I feel like I should be following him back.
Obviously.
Of course you should.
But
why didn't you instantly, when you discover that, follow him
because
back?
Are you not following him now?
I haven't yet.
Fuck me!
That just makes you're an arsehole. You're an arsehole.
No,
because you don't want to be following 57.
No,
you
I don't care about that. I don't even tweet anymore. The reason I haven't followed him back is because the second I do that, he'll get the little thing pop up. Next time I see him, he's going to go, he's just following on Twitter and he's still not said hello.
No, well, say hello.
Well, do you know what? He's going to do that anyway because I'm going to send him this clip. When
it
comes out. I'm going to send him the fucking link and you're going to have
to speak. Okay, hold on.
It is going to be really weird when you go to the gym. That is hideous.
Right.
Fuck, it's just following back. That's so rude. That's
I just
so
feel
rude.
So uncomfortable. Wait.
Follow back.
No, you're not the Eminem!
I'm not. No. I'm going to publicly tweet him.
Do you know what?
Can I just say hi, mate?
No! Because it's weird and he's going to think this is weird.
It's going to get weird anyway.
Just grab
this is the...
Finger.
What does this say here on the...
I see.
You see there.
What's this, Robbie? What are you doing?
This is the Massive Hunt Tour guest list. And you'll see right there... Darren Huckabee.
I do feel for you because you've got yourself into a hole now.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
I had to do it straight away, and because I haven't, I now can't.
And you two, like, he'll know of this, you know of it, and you look at each other like,
And he's not said hello either.
And do you know what? When we're having an after party after that show, I'm not going to do an introduction thing. I'm not going to make this easier for you. You're going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Are you messaging him?
No. I'm just writing a little note for the live show that I've got to do. So,
Is it?
You've got
Darren
to do. You're clearly
from the audience.
It's all good. Yeah. We'll move on.
I think we can guess what it is.
Yeah. Well, next time I see him, I will.
Well, I've got 2 months to make sure I say hello before.
Okay. Should I mention it to him, or should I just leave this?
I think you leave it for me to, because if you mention it, he might
go, mate. Like, I've got to come and say hello. The pods, for
months we've been doing.
Yeah.
But genuinely,
I think I'll send him this clip just to add to the weirdness.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
No, but genuinely, 99% of the time that I see him, he is running. I can't go and stand on a treadmill. I have nodded. We've progressed.
But why can't you go? All right, mate.
Because I'm not. The treadmill's not next to me.
No, but
it's over there.
Mouth it like this.
Is he running when you get there?
Yes.
Is he running when you leave?
No. He swaps over to a cross trainer.
Why do you know his workout so specifically?
Because he always does the same two things.
Have you never been in the changing room with
never.
Him?
Never. Never seen him in the changing room. I've seen him once getting in his car, but I was not near him.
Maybe he doesn't change. Maybe he just goes straight in the gym, straight out in his clothes.
Maybe.
You actually, don't worry.
What were you going to say?
Thing
you saw a viewer's penis.
What?
A listener's penis.
Right.
Can we say this on the pod?
Right. Alfie, I text you when this happened, didn't I? Right.
Yeah.
And I swear...
Is this a pod story?
Yes.
Yeah.
I swear down this happened exactly as I'm telling it, right? I cannot believe you're a weird guy.
Well, let's see if it is weird, because there's some people on this table that don't mind their penis being out.
I'm in
one person on this table.
I'm in the changing room, right, of the Huckabee gym. Yeah?
Is that what we're calling it now?
I swear to God, I hear this guy goes, I'm sat on the bench putting some moisturiser on, getting ready to go. I hear this guy go, you are Jack, mate, aren't you?
Sorry, I thought you meant you were on, like, the weight fence. ready to bench press to see your moisturiser. I'm ready now.
No, I'm
glowing.
Let's get that BB.
I'm on the in the change room, ready to go. I hear this guy. He goes, "You are Jack, mate, aren't you?" So I turn round, just to my left, quite close to me, is this viewer. So I go, "Yeah, mate, yeah." And then he goes, "I've met you and Alfie before on Oak Street in Norwich," as he's pulling his pants down.
Yeah, that's weird. That is weird. Just stop
Did
for a minute.
That is a bit
No,
weird.
I didn't look at it because I see it coming a mile off.
Is it that big?
No. He was excited then.
But isn't that weird?
It's a bit odd.
Yeah, you can stop like what you're doing for a second.
I think that's what blokes do. They chat whilst taking their trousers off.
Yeah, I went into that changing room a couple of days ago. There was a man who was drying his whole naked body in a star with the hair dryer.
My dad's very comfortable like that.
He was there for a while though. I was like, this is awkward. I'm just trying to get ready. But then I was thinking, it's a bit weird that he's doing this. And he realised it was weird because as he walked back over to his bag, he went, "It's what you get for forgetting your towel." I was like, then I kind of felt for him a bit.
Why not you two boys? Because I have got naked in that changing room when you weren't looking, Jack. Because I just thought, you know what? I've got to get over this. It was amazing.
Does it? I've 20 done it a
seconds,
of times.
20 seconds. No one gives a shit.
Nah, it's not amazing. No one cares. It's horrible.
No, afterwards, you feel like, it's like, oh, no one wants to see my willy.
Yes, but what about if you have some kind of level of online presence? Then they're going to go... Like, if I'm in the urinal having a wee in a pub and someone comes up next to me and says, "Hello, oh, mate, you're right," I think, mate, don't do this.
I've seen you have your willy out with another YouTuber.
What?
And I won't say who it is, but you were doing a wee next to another YouTuber in Miami after it had a couple of drinks. And you both looked down at each other's willies and went, "Oh, look, we're pretty much the same size, both small."
What? What?
And you must remember that. I just remembered it now.
You know what this is? This is him getting me back.
I swear. All right. Do you want me to say who it was?
Yeah, go on. Say it. Yeah, go on.
Cal Freezy.
Bollocks.
Promise you.
It's bollocks.
Reeve was in the loo as well.
Bollocks.
You went, "Hey, both were..."
Shall I call him and ask?
Did you look? You definitely...
Shall I call him?
Yeah.
There was definitely a moment where it was like... You were like, "Oh, both in the small willy club" or something. Like, you had a little laugh about
I'll
it.
I'll call
like,
him and ask now. Right?
Fair.
Can you tell him then?
Yeah.
Because this is bollocks.
The person you're calling...
Oh, he's blocked me. He has blocked me.
I swear this happened. There was some conversation about willies with this guy.
Wow.
Who are you trying to call?
I'm debating calling.
Trying to see his fella.
I'm debating calling Chip to see if he'll know.
Chip
won't know.
Freezy C-minded.
It's called Chip anyway. How are you going to word this?
I don't know, but I'm not letting this fucking be a thing straight away.
I seem to remember you were in the loo and you weed quite near each other. And I walked in on some banter about you guys going, "Oh, like, nothing much to see here," kind of like banter. Whether you saw it or not, I'm not sure, but I know you talked about your willies with him, and I will die on that hill.
Right. Okay.
I love this. This is worse than Huckabee.
This is really good.
I'm going to say, "Can I call you? We're doing happy hour, and Alfie is saying some absolute bollocks about something I said to you in Miami, and I need confirmation."
Look, we'd all had a few drinks. I know it happened, though. I can see it now. I can see it unfolding before my eyes.
We'll leave it there. We'll leave that there.
Okay.
That
I really hope.
I swear
twat.
To you it happened.
He's a twat.
I need to know.
What can I swear on?
I will spend the rest of this podcast telling you it didn't happen and ruin it for everyone.
I swear to you my life.
What?
That.
What are you doing?
I swear on my life that conversation happened. Whether you saw it or not,
that?
Or whether it was just a bit of banter.
I'm insecure about my penis. I'm not going to be fucking wailing that around.
No, but you're saying you're
whether
joking
Whether you
about
saw it.
It
or not, I can't be sure, but I know you talked about your penises with each other.
You do make small penis jokes a lot.
It was just jokey. That's not that bad, mate. Whether you actually saw it or not, I just assumed you had.
Where are you leaning on this so far, Robbie? Do you think Alfie's telling the truth or Jack?
He's putting a really good...
I swear on my life.
I think Alfie believes it happened.
I swear on my life.
I swear on my life I didn't.
Have that conversation.
I swear on my life I didn't, yeah.
Is there a chance you don't remember, though?
What?
Is there a chance you don't remember the conversation?
Well, yeah, we'd had a few drinks. It was like, you know how you do these jokey, like, "Oh, nothing much down here, mate."
He's trying to call him.
Oh, WhatsApp. unavailable. He's cancelled the call. He's literally just cancelled the call. So
maybe
he might be doing his pod.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, then double pod. Podception.
Crossover.
Right, okay.
We can do the happy fellas.
He's probably got Chip telling him, you said this about James Bader.
Oh, God. Shall I call Chip?
Yeah.
He's not going to know.
If, it, no, if they're doing the pod, he's also on it.
I want to hear how you word
this. Cow is going to deny it as well.
Call Chip.
I'm telling you.
There's a chance he's also doing the pod. If he's blocked you as well.
Is it not going well for me?
Don't look confused at your phone. There's only one answer.
Yeah. It's weird, because you're on Wi-Fi. Cool.
I think they must be doing their pod or something. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's only possible.
Yeah, call failed. So maybe he's got his
airplane mode on. Airplane mode on.
Must be that.
Burnt Chip. Right, let's try it on WhatsApp.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah.
Mate, you don't need to do this. We've all made
calling.
Silly
let's
jokes.
Call in. Let's call in. He's going to cancel it.
If they're in the pod, they're going to be so annoyed now. You keep doing it every few seconds.
Hello.
Josh, you all right, mate?
Hello,
mate. Can you hear me? Yeah, good, mate, good. I'm just doing happy hour right now. I've got a question for you, right? Because Alfie, it's mainly a question for Cal, but I can't get through to him. He's probably blocked my number. But Alfie's got this story about Miami, and I want you to confirm whether or not you know if this happened or not.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pass you on to Alfie, and be honest, if you've ever heard this. Because I swear to God this did not happen, but Alfie's just sworn on his life it did. I'll pass you on to Alfie now.
Okay, hit me.
Hi, mate. Good to meet you.
Have you never met?
No. Yeah, good, mate. You?
Not bad.
So basically, we were in Miami and I saw Cal and Jack weeing near each other, like urinals. And they looked down and they were like, they said to each other, like, oh, like, but like we've got the same size dick.
That's fucking bollocks. It's bollocks.
I swear it happened.
Wait. I'm fucking so confused.
I don't know what the big deal is. It was like
Jack said that.
So one of them went like, oh, like both part of the small willy club.
What?
I swear, mate, I saw it in my own eyes. And I don't want to bring dirty laundry onto the pod, but I've sworn my life now.
Chip, that didn't happen, did it?
How would Chip know?
I feel like I remember this.
Fuck
yeah! Oh! Yes!
Nah, you're winding me up. You're all winding me up, 100%.
I feel like I remember this.
I love this!
Mate, if you can get in contact with Cal and let me know as soon as possible, mate, because I am shitting myself that I have said something like this.
Oh, I'm going to message him now, mate.
All right, mate. The top man, send me a voice note. Let me know.
No worries, Chief. Enjoy the rest of the pod.
Cheers, mate. Nice one. Bye.
See you later, boys.
Bye. Yeah.
Oh, I am sorry. I didn't think it was going to go this far, but
that's mad. I wouldn't do it.
You swore on your own life.
You must have been drunk.
I was drunk. I was
it was
very
just
drunk.
Banter. Like, I was, and I was, there was nothing were, alpha were about it. If anything, yeah. It was very beta.
But do you know who was more drunk? Alfie.
I wasn't in Vegas. It wasn't that bad.
You started on Logan Paul, mate.
Vegas or Miami?
You said Miami.
Whoa. Vegas or Miami?
Sorry, Miami.
Oh, my story's scrambling.
Who did I start on?
Didn't you start
on? Oh, no, Damien. Yeah, the another Damien, the security guard.
Yeah, you almost got thrown out, didn't you?
I did get thrown out.
Oh, well, hopefully he gets back to us at some point.
Yeah.
Because that was amazing.
So to sum up, talk to Darren Huckabee.
Yeah, spoke to Darren Huckabee. No, I will at some point, yeah. What else have I been doing, you ask?
Yeah.
Nope. I have gone down a fucking TikTok wormhole.
Yeah.
I have never once in my life cared for the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
I care so much about Kate Middleton at the moment.
Right.
Well, have you seen everything that's been happening with this?
I saw that
picture. I thought
there was
one photo that got edited.
It's not what? Just that.
What?
It's a photo of her and her kiddies.
Right.
So,
holding up a bit of paper. I don't know what it says. I'm all right or something. Everything's all right.
I'm all right.
No, you've seen a very weird image, if that's what you've seen.
What? What's happening?
No. Oh, I saw a photo. I've got it. Thing.
So, I'll take you back to the full story.
Okay.
From what I've gathered from TikTok. And I've done a bit of research on Google. This is Time Magazine have posted all about it and everything. Okay. December 25th is the last time Kate Middleton was seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crazy day.
Yeah. She was seen.
What, seen in the public?
In the public eye.
Right.
Properly. Early January, the royals posted to say she needed surgery, which is all pre-planned, and she was going to be out in hospital for a couple of weeks.
I've seen that, yeah, what she had, like, stomach thing or something.
Something.
Right.
I can't remember what exactly.
So what's happened then?
So that happens. Then they said, so you're probably not going to see her, though she won't be doing her royal duties until Easter time, which is still to come. So as things stand, they've preempted that she's not going to be seen for a couple of months.
Right, okay.
But obviously everyone's then going, this is strange. She's been about and now she's out of nowhere. It's just very sudden. Like, there's no pre... Everything you know about the royals, they feed to you, don't they, on purpose. They have a team that says the government can't... or the press can't post these photos and stuff.
Oh, right.
So TMZ, who are well known for posting anything they want...
They're like the paparazzi publication. Yeah,
They were told not to post an image of Kate with her mum in a car. But Kate's got massive sunglasses on, and people question whether it was actually Kate. Definitely her mum, but people question whether it was even her, because it's the first time she's been seen after the surgery.
Who is it then?
Could just be anyone, because they want to make sure someone gets this image. But apparently they were told they weren't allowed to post this.
Right.
But they did.
Ooh.
Then there's an image of Kate and Will in a car together, but Kate's facing the other way. You can't tell whether it's her or not.
Right.
So everyone's been going down this wormhole, going, she's just disappeared. There's a lot of rumours about whether Will's been cheating, and then there's been random papers have been talking about this other woman for no reason, and it's all getting a bit jumbled. So it's been months now, a couple of months of people going, okay, what the fuck's happening? Where is Kate?
Do you know about this?
I know up till now.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about any of this stuff. I know the recent photos.
It's basically this big conspiracy theory over the last couple of months. And I'd seen little bits about that and I was like, well, no, she's had surgery. She's in hospital or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She's recovering. Fine. And I thought nothing of it. And I didn't go down a wormhole. I just thought, cool, whatever, it doesn't matter. Until Mother's Day, when Kate posted a photo, well, the official Twitter account of Kate and Will's posted a photo of her with the three kids.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a nice pic.
And it's horrifically edited. Like, to the extent that anyone who's ever put a photo on Instagram and shoved the filter on it could look at it and go, that is dreadful.
What about it is...
There's, like, bits missing from clothing, like a big chunk of the girl, Charlotte's sleeve
the
is cut out.
The boy's hands are weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's blurry in certain areas.
Old clothes.
No, like, as not like ripped clothes. Also, they are not going to post in ripped clothes, are they? Mm. But like, as in, it's block edited. Really, really poorly. Elements of it are blurry that wouldn't be blurry if it was just a normal camera.
Right.
It's like they...
But it definitely is doctored. The picture agencies that sent it out, or Reuters and all these sort of things, and Prestigization, what they call a kill notice, where they withdraw the photo and say, don't use it anymore.
Why?
Because it's been doctored and they don't... send out doctored images.
Like, press were saying, don't post this photo, but they've posted it from the official Twitter. Then this is the wormhole, which gets weird, is that I was on TikTok and people are overanalyzing this, as you can expect, because it was already a conspiracy theory. So for her to then post a dreadful photo seems a bit silly.
Yeah.
Because obviously people are already questioning it. Why then post something that clearly isn't that? And I found this one TikTok that's, I don't know why I care, see? This is weird.
Yeah. No, I'm really enthralled.
There's this woman who analyzed everything they're all wearing.
Enthralled or intrigued?
Bye.
He's feeling it. He really likes this.
Wow. Yeah.
So this woman has analysed everything they're wearing. And in this photo, they all seem to be wearing the exact same clothes that they all wore to an event in November.
Okay.
Which sounds a bit weird, but as Kate Middleton is someone who's overanalyzed for everything she wears ever, feels a bit weird that she'd then put everyone in the same clothing on the same day a couple of months later. Maybe. The likelihood of that is low. How often do we come in here? Has there ever been a time where we've come back a few months later and we've all been the exact same clothes?
No, but then we don't give a shit about how we look, whereas they do. And Kate might have gone, that matches that, bang.
But then these clothes a few months earlier are slightly different colours. So they're looking and going, it looks like they've, oh, his collar was this perfectly checkered collar, this exact checkered pattern. It was a white with checkered on it before. Now it seems to be a bit blue. So it looks like she's coloured it in blue to make it look like they're in different clothes.
Bought a new shirt.
No, because it's the same shirt. But then same...
No, it's blue.
All of them are like it. So they're all in the same clothes from that day, but they're all edited in colour.
Why?
Because they didn't want it. They didn't want anyone to look at it and go, that photo's from November. You took that photo in November. Why are you only posting it
so
now?
What's the conspiracy theory then?
She's dead.
They
she's
think
dead.
She's either missing, dead is a potential one, he's cheating and they're trying to slowly fade her out of the thing. There's a lot going on with it.
If she's missing or dead, why don't they just say she's missing or dead?
Because if they're a part of it,
who's behind it?
After Diana, everyone's now saying that this.
Yeah, but when Diana died, they went, Diana's died. When the Queen died, they went, the Queen's died. When the Queen mum died, they went, the Queen mum died. But all the time, there's all these rumours that go around going, oh, so-and-so died a month ago. This happens every now and then in the royal family. So-and-so died a month ago.
Yeah.
But they're waiting for the right time to release it. When someone really dies, they just tell you.
But then maybe this is the cheating element then. Maybe it's like he started going elsewhere.
So I'm sure they all just
cheat.
Go about, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they want to marry each other, these people?
I heard that she's...
I don't know. Do they?
What did you hear?
I heard that she's... got something to do with the steakhouse, has she?
Oh, for fuck's
Middleton.
Sake.
No, I saw that on Twitter. I don't know whether
maybe her dad owns
it. The Norwich-based steakhouse.
Middleton's is it only in Norwich?
There's more than one.
they're Norfolk. There's other ones.
What, Sandringham?
One, I think
isn't
Middleton
she,
in
is
Norfolk.
Is she Cambridge? She might be Cambridge.
Yeah, she's Cambridge.
Early local.
Is it not?
No. So I'd be very surprised if Kate Middleton owns the Middleton.
I thought it was a chain and I thought
I think
her family...
There's a few of them in Norfolk, but... I'd be surprised if Kate Middleton runs a Norfolk-based
play on.
All this happens. All of this happens. And the next day, Kate's Twitter account again, or Kate and Will's Twitter account, whatever it is, tweets out going, oh, sorry the image is so bad, but like all amateur photographers, I just wanted to try my hand at some editing.
Oh, my God.
She's openly just gone, I fucked up the edit. But they're not normal edits to fuck up.
No.
Like bits of clothing are missing.
Also, and also, wouldn't she just put to do a video? Here's today's paper.
That's
geese.
The thing. So
I'm fucking fine.
Chill out.
Yeah. That's what everyone's begging for. But again. Mate, TikTok.
Please, Kate.
TikTok is.
Think of us.
TikTok is full of that. And again, never cared before. And now I just want to know she's all right.
Bless her.
Yeah, someone up.
Kate,
someone
if you're
up.
Out there, let us know.
If you're watching, Kate, just let us know.
Just let me know. Just DM me.
Yeah.
God, what
imagine
the
if
fuck
she
has happened?
DM'd your photo game and find Stevie.
What has happened there, then?
Imagine you're just on the rower tomorrow, she's on the treadmill, you nod at her.
Yeah.
I'll message you, boys, don't worry.
Go on, yeah.
Have you also... I've been on a lot of TikTok lately, I need to get out.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Michael Gambon?
No.
Did you see his stuff?
He's died.
He died back in September last year.
Right.
Did you see... So he... This is all in the papers anyway, but...
It must be true.
No, this is true. 100%. He's married, yeah? Was married for about 60 years before he died.
Yeah.
But for the last 20 years, he also...
He's so nervous.
Also...
Are you about to fucking ruin Dumbledore?
Yeah, mate, it's weird. For the last...
Is he a paedophile?
No.
Thank God.
No.
Stop saying things
sorry.
About people.
Yeah, sorry.
For the last 20 years, also had a girlfriend. Yeah? While still with his wife. She moved out of the house for a bit, came back.
He is Dumbledore. He's a wizard all the time.
He has one kid with his wife.
He's going to put it about, isn't he?
Yeah. One kid with his wife.
Greatest wizard of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
One go of wizards.
The quote.
Greatest wizard of all time. Had one kid with his wife.
Yeah.
Had two kids with his girlfriend.
Right.
Dies, and in his will, he left his 1.5 mil fortune to his wife and their house and everything, and then his son.
£5 million house. Doing
doing all right, because he's Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And then it said like something like, if she doesn't survive, then it will go to the son.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, nothing.
Right.
Two other kids, $10,000 each.
Take it.
And a trophy from his acting.
Quidditch Cup.
A what?
Just one of his acting trophies that he was given, yeah, like one of his awards.
That's worth loads.
No, it is won't it? Be. They're random, like ones from like 1987.
It's not worth millions.
They're not like Oscars or anything either. They're just like random little acting.
Well,
that's not great, is it?
No, but we don't know their circumstances. They might have not, you know, we don't know. They might have...
The wife was obviously all right with him cheating. Or having a...
Well, we don't know any of the situation.
No.
For example, if I say I didn't get on with my stepson.
Right.
Because he was an arsehole.
These are his actual kids, not his stepkids.
Yeah, but I'm saying just imagine it was me.
Thug kid.
Yeah, but
thug kid.
Why are we making it...
Why and I'm like, frog kid. I don't like you. You remind me too much of your father. and it's painful. I'm not giving you any of my money. The press might go, Indra doesn't give Fog Kid any of his will money. They don't know. He's been a little shit to me past 10 years.
No.
Yeah, but these are his actual kids. They're not...
Yes, but...
They're not stepkids.
Blood's not thicker than water, Stevie. Don't ruin Dumbledore for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But also, that's
man.
Disappointing, yes.
They were just half-bloods, weren't they?
Good.
Nice. There you go. There you go.
Did you see that other the other woman say adults shouldn't like Harry Potter? The one who plays Sprout. What's her name? Miriam.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Yeah, she was like, you know, she's Sprout.
Yeah.
She was like, I do cameo, and the amount of people, like adults, that ask me for Harry Potter stuff. She went, it's worrying. Like, it's for children. You need to get.
Yeah, it's quite bad. What's her name? Margulies.
Yeah.
That's why no one likes Sprouts.
Well, she's a great lady.
I didn't know her surname, and I saw this article the other day, and I thought her last name was Margoyle. So much like Gargoyle. That's such a good actor.
I was
name.
Tagged in it loads and loads.
Yeah, but never tagged into Michael Gambon stuff.
No.
Yeah. This is according to the news. This is my segment now, Week on the News with Stevie.
Yeah, so you've not been up to stuff. You've just been just on TikTok.
Can you give us some, like, gossip from the world of TikTok every week?
Yeah. I'll start.
Just give us a story that's happening.
Okay, like yeah. That. I'll try and keep us current with
what,
like,
could it be?
We're not really down with current affairs,
are
we?
The white pages.
It's not really insulting to him though. I don't think it's a bit more.
I don't want it to be insulting to me. No. I'm putting effort in.
Mean about him?
Oh, no,
but I'm putting effort in. I'm watching TikToks, Robbie.
Yeah,
I'm coming with the facts.
Be like this.
We're gonna get
the white pages,
or get your news hair. Get your news hair.
New hair.
Get your news hair.
Yeah.
What's white? A white Sue.
Anyway,
we'll think of something.
We'll think of something. I just want something that calls him a nonce. Mm. Okay.
But yeah, we're not very current on here, so I thought let's try and inject something that people might actually share.
Yeah.
Go viral.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's
Kate Middleton, I hope you're okay.
Stevie gets his tock out in front of children.
Yep.
Tock out. Because of TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it's TikTok o'clock.
Newsreader file. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it's TikTok o'clock every time.
Okay.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's really keto.
Yeah, that is grim. That's grim. I've been up to a few things.
Yeah?
Yeah, boy. I went to see one of our previous guests on tour. Not just us that do well-being tours, happyhourlive.co.uk tickets still available. I went to see
Shall we guess who it is?
Michael Jackson's bodyguard.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Jamie Hull. doing a talk.
About?
His life.
I went to see Robert Temple.
Oh!
The hypnotist.
I love his Instagram clips of his shows.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of Robert Temple, as were you when he hypnotized you.
When he first came on the podcast, we were obviously a bit skeptical of the idea of any hypnotist, let alone this Robert Temple comes in.
Yeah.
By the end of the show, the skepticism had kind of faded and gone because of what he managed to do to me.
It faded for me 90%.
Yeah.
There was still 10% because I don't think I got hypnotized.
Yeah.
A way to counter argument on hypnotism is that sometimes you feel too awkward for the hypnotist that you just go along with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I had an element of that. But seeing Stevie get hypnotized convinced me 100%.
He still thinks I'm lying.
You think he's lying?
I just think I love Robert. Make it known. He's a lovely man.
Yep. Now, be honest.
If you could do that,
yeah,
wouldn't you just be leader of the world?
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
Why?
Because you can't manipulate people.
Yeah, but then, all right, the police arrest you. Sleep.
No, because it's not that. You have to be willing to be hypnotised.
They say sleep to everyone. You can't walk through the sixth inning and sleep, and everyone just collapses on the floor.
It takes
You're not a Jedi.
It takes 20 minutes to get someone in that state. Like, not everyone can be hypnotized either. That's the thing. Not everyone can. So I, if you do not believe in hypnotism, right, go and see the show because it is the maddest thing I've ever seen. And also, right, it's a proper fun night out. It's not like high theatre art, do you know what I mean, right?
But I can tell it's not like the big fat massive hunt. No, tickets on sale now at happyhourlive.co.uk.
But I will tell you this now, the best praise I can give Robert Temple, right? There's probably been nights that I have enjoyed more in the theatre, right? I really like this show, but this is the first show where I haven't once looked at my phone to see how long was left.
Wow.
I was just
that says a lot more about you.
Yeah,
that
says loads about you.
Well, I think I'm quite like I'm quite erratic. I can't sit still. I have RLS, so I have to move.
What's RLS?
Like restless leg syndrome. Like I'm constantly going. But I was transfixed in that show, and I wasn't hypnotized. So like, I actually think now, it's quite an aggressive approach to take, but I actually think when people tell me they don't believe in it,
go on,
you must be a bit of an idiot.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
So we went to Beccles.
Oh, yeah.
Place in Beccles. A lovely little 200 seat.
Oh, nice.
Quite nice. And what he did, what he does, he gets like, anyone who wants to go up on stage can. So you can do 20, 30, whatever. He gets about 30 people go up. And he does all his like stuff where he's talking, seeing who's responsive and receptive to the stuff. And about 11 were when we were there. And it was so good, right? Because he gives each of these people, when they're hypnotized, a role. And then in the interval, he just sends them back down into to the bar and to the reception where we are.
Without snapping them out of it.
Without snapping them out of it. So they are still in this role.
How do they stay in for so long?
It is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. He starts the night by going, for the next 2 hours, you are the star of the show and everything I say you will do. Wow. And then he goes, and at the end of the show, I will snap you out of it and you will remember everything in due course. But so one of there was so many funny ones. So first of all, there was this older lady, I'd probably say she's about 55-60. She went up and she was so shy, right? She was there and she was like a little bit nervous and she was doing her breathing techniques. And when she was hypnotized, she was the complete opposite. Robert said to her, when you come round, you're going to think you're a librarian and this is a library and you're working, and every time the crowd laugh and make noise, you're going to get really offended. And he starts doing the show and you forget about it, and he makes a joke and people laugh and she goes, quiet down.
No,
like that
way.
She's standing up going, can you quiet down, I'm gonna lose my job. And I was just like, she can't act that good. There's no actor in the world that can do that.
Well, you just did it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll see what I can do in a minute. I just
need to talk to this. I'm in charge of you. I'm the manager of this venue.
One guy, I don't mean this in a nasty way, a bit of chaff. I know it's a derogatory term, a tracksuit, gold chain, like a bit rough and ready, if you know what I mean, right? He went up, again, looked shy. They said to him, you're going to commit benefit fraud, right? So we're going to give you this big inflatable walking stick, and then at halftime, you're going to have to convince people that you really have hurt your leg. Now, because all these different people have got different roles, me and Fee, we're at the reception, we're at the bar, and we're outside, and we forget about him, right? And all these different people who are hypnotized are coming out, making us laugh, doing their different things. And then just before the interval finishes, he comes out. But the reason he's come out late is because he's been dragging his leg slowly all the way out. And this is how I know 100% that they're not actors, even though that would be stupid anyway. He's there, and I go to him, all right, mate, what you done to your leg? He goes, oh, fucked it, bruv, fucked it. And I go, have you? I go, it looks all right. And then he goes, no, and he's acting all shady. Across the street, he saw somebody that wasn't at the show that he knew, right? And I was like, this is going to be fucking brilliant. And they come over, and it's this girl, and she goes, let's say his name's Paul. She goes, Paul, you good? You good? And he goes, yeah. And then he goes, shh, shh, shh. She goes, you're right. She goes, what are you doing? He goes, well, you know I fucked my leg, don't you? And she goes, no, like that. And then the Paul's girlfriend pulls him aside and goes, he's been hypnotized. So he's still in character to someone who doesn't know what's going on.
Scared. I think the reason I'm not 100% believing of it is because I do find it scary as well.
It is quite.
How can he's not even there anymore and they're still doing it?
Yeah, yeah. There was a
what have he decided? Do you know what? I don't want to watch the second half. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
Because I've been out of things. I've been watching something. I thought, do you know what? I don't want to watch the end. I'll nip off.
Yeah.
And this guy just goes over and
Robert Temple can't track him down for the rest of the time.
Yeah, or you got an emergency call and you had to go see your mum.
That's a good point. But I think Robert says, because he's listing out the rules, so he's going, you will go in the interval, but you will come back when... Oh, okay. Yeah, because he says, you will come back when I say the phrase, let's go, or something like that. And then he goes, 2 minutes left on the interval, let's go, let's go. And then they all just walk in. There was some woman who was really nervous who had been given anti-cunt pills, right?
Yeah.
And he said, go round and give these to people to stop them being cunts. She went round every single person, and she was going, take one of these, take one of these. And I was going, what is this? She was going, there's too many cunts here. And just giving them to me.
You're seeing these people and they've changed in front of you. Where do they think they are?
In front of my eyes, I don't know.
And do they remember it afterwards?
Well, this is the maddest thing, right? So the woman who I said was a librarian, he gave her a toilet roll. And he said, during the interval, you're going to stand outside the ladies' toilets and you're going to sell each square of toilet roll for 20p. So she stands out there and... she's a shy, unassuming lady. And I said, Fee, go in the toilet because I want to see what she says. So Fee walks past. This lady goes, excuse me, 20p. Fiona goes, no, I'm all right, thanks. I'm not paying. She goes, fine. Right, we've got it on camera, filmed it, so Fee will put a clip in. She goes, fine. And then after a while, I can see all these women walking past not buying toilet roll off her. And she goes, you're all so disgusting. Everybody's drip drying.
Really?
What are you selling? Oh. How much is it?
It's
quite expensive though, isn't it?
But if you've got a wife, you've got a wife.
Yeah, true.
And then when she gets back up on stage, Robert goes, right, well, how was your break? How was your interval? She goes, Robert, they're so disgusting. Let's just say there are gonna be a lot of women in here getting infections.
Really?
Yeah. One more thing I want to say before I wrap this bit up. There was one guy, and I love this from Robert. He was fully hypnotized. He said, your thing is going to be, you're not going to come back off the interval. You're going to go back to your chair because you're going to think that this is the biggest load of shit you have ever seen and that you are not hypnotized. So when he came back from the interval, there was only 9 chairs, Phil, and there was one, and you forget it as an audience member. And then he goes, where's the other guy? And then he goes, is that you? And he sat in his chair with his mates like that. He goes, not coming up, mate. Not coming up. Load of fucking shit like that. But as soon as Robert clicks, he just gets up and walks on. He can control them.
I just can't believe that.
Yeah, go and see it.
Yeah, I will.
Go and see it.
I love all that stuff, and I love magic and everything, but I just... how can a human do that to another human?
He convinces them all that they're champion twerkers. So when the music comes on, like, oh, single lady, they all get up, all 11 of them, and they twerk like that. And then...
Okay, cool.
And then to answer your question, do they remember? They don't remember until he basically clicks them out of it. So the star of the show was this guy, this older guy, who got this broom and they said, you work here at this theatre and you've got to sweep the floor. But when I've had the time of my life, when that comes on, you will think it's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen and that she loves you and you're slow dancing. And he's slow dancing with her the whole time and then he goes to kiss her and then the music cuts and he turns back into the sweeper again. Well, at the end, Robert clicks and he goes, all right, mate, how long have you been up here on stage? He goes, about 5 minutes. Well, he's been up there 2 hours, right? And then he goes, oh, right, so are you ready to be hypnotised? He goes, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Then he looks at the crowd and he goes, and now we'll snap him out of it. Snaps him out of it, put him back to sleep. And he goes, when you come back round, you will remember everything that's happened.
But how can he make him not remember some stuff and remember other stuff?
He's manipulating his subconscious.
Maybe you did something.
Yeah.
You don't know because he just hasn't snapped you out of it. Maybe he made you do
something. I need him to do this to me.
Maybe he made you... go to a bar in Miami and compare penises with Cal.
Yeah. And then when we were leaving the theatre, I could see the people who were the stars of the show going, what? And then their friends were going, yeah, and then you did this and you did this. And they're going, no way. And they're showing them videos of it because Robert encourages everyone to take videos. So they're watching it going, what the fuck?
Wow. Actors, that cannot be the explanation, can it?
Well, you'd have hundreds of actors.
He said he's done this show 300 times with 20 different actors. It'd be 6,000 actors or something. Yeah.
And he'd need to set up the girl coming and going, it's not actors.
It's not. There's that thing when me and Fee went to Derren Brown's latest one. I think he hypnotised us.
Really?
Yeah, he hypnotised us because he clicks and he does that thing where time zaps. Like, so there was a person who walks on stage. There's a hanging basket and they put a box up on there or something, right? And it takes 15 seconds, but he turns the lights on and off and then it's gone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So someone has walked on, taken it, but he's hypnotized us and it felt like a second. And what? Then I was like, that's bollocks. But then he plays a live video of what has just happened.
Yeah.
But in your brain, it's only been a second. So he deleted 15 seconds
it's
of
like
our...
having a super... Like, Robert is a superhero.
He's Superman.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got one more thing to say.
I'm enjoying it.
Because we're all got the male mind here, right? And you all think, what could you do if you hypnotise someone? Robert does have a little fun with this, right? That's a little bit crass. He says that when you put these glasses on, everyone in this room is going to be naked. He goes, and they're all going to have pretty poor penis sizes, me and Cal. And he says, but I am going to have one of the biggest penises you have ever seen. You have ever seen. He goes, and every time I click my finger, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's doing this. And everyone puts the glasses on, and you can see some of the guys just looking out, going like, oh, like thinking all the women are naked, and then all the girls are like, oh, like don't really know what to do. And then you forget about it, and at the end of the show, he just gets these glasses out again, just gives them to this woman, and goes, put them on, please, like that, and he just turns around, and she just goes, oh my god, it's mad, what? Mate.
He's making her see something that's not there.
Yeah. I wish I could do it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
tiny.
But then
isn't
you
it?
Get your kit off in the changing rooms,
yeah.
You?
Oh, you don't need to go see Robert Temple now because I've just told you. But
oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm genuinely going to go. Yeah. Yeah,
it's really good.
Fuck, that's
lovely
sick.
Guy as well.
Yeah, yeah, he is proper yeah. nice bloke.
Whilst we're on the subject of clicking, shouldn't we talk about what Fee showed us the other day?
Yeah,
it's so weird.
We've discovered something, so we just need to ask you two. We've not previously discussed this, have we?
No.
Don't show it. Can you just click your fingers for us, but slowly, so I can see what you're doing.
Both for us.
Just one.
Just click.
Both the same as us.
So you're using your middle finger
yeah.
and your thumb, right? Yeah. To click. Fiona uses this finger.
Her ring finger.
The fourth finger. The ring
mine
finger.
Mine feels too weak.
Yeah. That's a limp finger, that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the difference in that.
That's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do it with your middle finger, Fee?
Why would you use your ring?
Yeah.
And then do middle? I'll
show you. I've never seen anyone use the ring finger to click before.
Can you do it into the camera? Oh,
which one?
This one. Yeah.
That's really loud as well.
Yeah, and then do middle? Not
as good.
You can't
do middle.
Not as good. Now, I don't know if we've discovered something here, and this could be like maybe females tend to do it with that and men tend to do it with that, but we've put this on TikTok because we want to see in the comments down below.
Yeah.
Are you a middle finger or a ring finger? Weird question. But which finger do you use to click?
It sounds like something out of This Morning or something, doesn't it? I'll phone in today. Which finger do you use to click? And you're clicking your fingers. Let us know. 0800.
Darren's called in.
Middle. Middle. Thanks, Darren. What about you, Jane?
Ring.
Yeah. Well, I find it really offensive because I've got no fingers. So why are you asking me?
Oh, sorry,
Dave.
Are you
holding the thing?
Yeah. Oh, Robbie, you've been up to much, mate?
Got an overly large council tax bill the other day.
Is that the stressful email?
No.
Oh, why was it overly large?
Oh, so did I.
So, ours was like, I wasn't witness to this. Bev got it while I was away. And it was double what it should be. And it had said like empty house thing or something like that. So Bev phoned them up and basically there was some mistake, but they didn't have the date that we moved into the house properly. So it was something like that. And Bev said to the man from Norwich Council, or Norfolk Council, said, Bev said, when I opened the letter, I was aghast. And the man just went, ooh, that's a good use of the word aghast.
That went, is.
Thank you. He goes, that's good. I might use aghast today. She goes, yeah. Go for it. Go and use aghast. I had a conversation a while about aghast. It's nice, isn't
it? Did you get any money off?
Yeah, it's back to a normal bill now because it wasn't like...
Well, did you just pay yours?
Well, it hasn't come through yet.
We just got a mad one, didn't we?
Well, we get it every year.
Yeah, but ours was like grand. 5 grand or something. Like
yeah, ours was 4 grand.
What?
Well, check it.
Do you pay yours yearly?
Yeah.
2.7, which is only £100 more than we paid last year.
that's okay, absolutely fine then.
I get mine. Yeah. I do mine monthly. Do you do
your... I pay monthly.
You get given at this time of year. You get given your bill for the year.
Oh, I see.
And this, you get 2 months where you don't get paid, don't you? As well.
Yeah, that's lovely.
That's lovely. Yeah. Now we're in that now.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Which is good
for my financial.
I feel like I always pay.
Yeah, I pay all the time.
No.
I'm always in a They have to send it to me. Send some stuff to me. Send some money to me. So that must be why.
You pay too much.
Pay too
rebate.
Much.
Rebate.
Yeah.
Rebate.
Keep it, I say.
That's weird.
Do you?
Put it towards some new bins for the neighbours.
That's very kind of you.
You've been on the slopes?
Yeah, I've been skiing as well. Went on a little press trip to a place called Les Setlow, which is in France.
What's a press trip?
It's basically where journalists like me...
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a journalist. Go to... basically, the tourist board... want to publicise this resort here because British people don't know about the resort.
What's the tourist board?
The place that represents tourism in the area. So
right.
this part of the Alps, the Isère area of the Alps, they've gone, we need some big hitting journalists.
Yeah.
And Robbie to come over. So I've gone to make a YouTube video. Other people are there to write articles
right.
for publications and stuff like that. And you have a few days doing things. But they put lots of different things on for you. So you can get to do the skiing and that. We got to do some great things. We went up with the ski patrollers, who are the guys that keep it safe right, on the mountains like that.
Right.
This guy, Steph, this French guy, probably the sexiest man in the world.
Oh.
Like a big bear guy, so manly, this mountain guy. And they goes up. This is your day.
Can he ski?
Oh, Jesus.
He ski, mate. Oh my God, he can ski! Yeah,
as you don't know him.
Yeah,
yeah, but his job is to go around He can ski everywhere. Brilliant.
I would be very worried if the people patrolling the area couldn't ski.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant he was just like a warden. Go that way. Yeah. Like the people who sit at the top of swimming
life
slides.
Okay,
you can go now.
So this is your day. First of all, 7 a.m. up the mountain. Oh, it's been snowing. There's a risk of avalanche. What does Steph do? Gets out the explosives and blows up the snow to clear. Because basically they have to cause avalanches so that they don't happen during the day. So he's there firing explosives out, cannons, dropping them. Him and his mates will drop explosives out of helicopters.
What?
Into the snow.
That would never get boring.
No.
No. I said to him, what's the best part of the job? And he said, yeah, it's blowing things up. But so he's going around just like, the first bit of your morning is just blowing stuff up. They have like the cannons that are built in because they know where each time that the avalanche is likely to be.
Mm.
So they'll always have, there's something to really set up just to fire things out at them.
Would he let you have a go?
They've got quite a lot of security around that. They don't tell people where they keep this. But he says they use like, I think something like 250 kilograms of explosives in a day sometimes. So they get through a lot of stuff to do all this stuff. So that's the start of your day. He's also like a weatherman as well. So he'll go out and like, there's a little place where he'll go and does all his little temperature readings. He's got these little loads of different jobs.
Mr. Gadget.
He's also like, will then go around. He'll be like a DIY guy. He'll like, if things have come down, he'll like be tapping the poles back in, all that sort of stuff. Patrolling around, checking everyone's safe. Someone gets injured. He's a first aid guy as well. He's got his
He does it all.
What? Medicine thing.
I don't know how much he gets paid, but I think he's underpaid.
Swiss Army man.
I don't know. He's incredible.
Why do you keep saying something and then man afterwards?
But he'll go
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector man.
But Steph.
Swiss Army man.
Cool man.
Steph, if someone's injured, he'll get there first, ski to them, check how they are, and he'll radio down to the base what's going on, let them know. And then if it's bad, he can order a helicopter. And a helicopter, by the time he gets there, a helicopter can be there within 5 minutes. Mm. On the slope.
I feel like most of the time he'd probably just throw him on his shoulders and ski down on.
I think that we need him on the pod.
Yeah.
Just to talk about helicopters.
He does live in the mountains of France. He was so interesting.
What did he look like?
I bet he has some stories.
He was like a French guy, big beard, like strong, muscly. Yeah, he was so
sexy. I'm picturing Fred from First Dates, but a bit more bigger.
I don't know what he looks like.
Sexy.
I'll show you after I get my laptop out and just show you.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
I've got videos of him. Oh, have I got videos of him? he was just brilliant like that. What we're talking to about avalanches and one of his friends, and we said, "Have you ever, do you ever have any accidents or incidents. And when they're doing like the avalanche stuff, they have these little these big backpacks that in case something goes wrong. He said a few months ago, it's very rare anything goes wrong. But some guy's up there and triggered an avalanche. He's in there. So they pull this backpack, they pull like a little cord thing on the backpack and it explodes into like a massive cushion of air. So you ride on top of the avalanche and it goes down. You'd almost want to have an avalanche. Yeah. Thing.
Oh my God. That sounds like something from Wacky Races or something.
It was so amazing just hanging around with him and him just answering every question and all this sort of stuff.
That's so sick.
I was saying, like, what's the best part of your job? I said, what's the worst part of your job? And he was like, it's when you've got like a little kid on the slope and someone's been going too fast or something and has caused some kid injuries.
Right.
Okay. And he was really, he was going like, everyone wants to have fun and all that, but you've got to be careful because it's horrible when you see it.
So surely it must he's compassionate as well then.
He was lovely. Yeah, he was lovely. And he's there. He goes, I want everyone to have fun and all that sort of stuff. But you've got, everyone needs to have fun. So you make sure that you're being responsible.
Sensible.
He was so interesting. Caring. So that was just one of the many things we did. In the afternoon, they have the people that make the piece smooth and all that, that groom all the pieces and that. So they said to me, Robbie, do you want to go and hang around with a groomer? I said, I'm in a podcast every week. I didn't say that. I was very respectful. Yeah.
You thought it.
So I got to go up on like the things that groom the slopes in the evening. So we're up on the top of the mountain, sort of looking around. I went snowshoeing at one day, got blisters. That's going to be a problem for the marathon at the weekend. And just did all these
things. I saw this on your story. You had the bare feet on, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She'd walk around sort of thing. That was
some life you have, isn't it?
It was good. It was really, really lucky to be able to do these things because you can't just pay to go and hang around with a ski patroller.
Especially a fit one.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're all probably quite fit if you do that job.
So right. That should be attractive.
Good time.
Love it. Are there going to be any fit people when we go snowbombing?
Us.
Fair play.
Nice.
Are you excited by skiing? Because that's quite soon, aren't we going?
Yes, in April.
Snowbombing. Any lessons?
No. I saw a message on my phone yesterday from you saying, if you want, I can sort a whole day's lesson for free. And I was like, that sounds really good. And I looked and it was from January.
Yeah, I didn't reply. I didn't bother. I thought, wow, I'll take that as a no then.
Wait, but when you go, you're just not going to be able to do it then. Why don't you just do it? You've still got time.
Drink.
Just do it. Are you not keen on the skiing?
Do I drink?
I think skiing will be a very small part of Jack's time away.
You did a few lessons.
I did a few, yeah. I can,
you do it then?
I can plow.
Sorry?
We'll leave it there. This has been good fun. I've enjoyed this. It's woken me up a little bit. Let me just see if Cal's replied. Chip said Cal blue-ticked him. There we go. This is Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast with Alfie Indra, Robbie Knox, Stevie White. I forgot for a second.
You've been hypnotised.
And me, Jack Mate. What are we doing now? Should we go get a baguette or something?
Let's go look for Kate Middleton.
Yeah, okay. This has been Jack Mate's Happy Hour Aghast.
What? Doesn't make sense.
Didn't work. Did not really. Shit. Didn't work. See you in a bit.
That was awful.
I never said that back.
No.
I promise you didn't.
Fuck off.
I swear.
I reckon you did.
Off pod, I actually swear. You two said, made a joke about.
Absolute shit.
Not.
Jack Mate's Happy Hour.